It is 10 minutes past 8 o'clock now. We say hello to EWN reporter Ziyanda Ngobo from KZN. Ziyanda, I imagine you'll be at the Umzimkhulu Magistrates Court in a few hours, where the executive mayor of the Harigwala municipality, Mluleki Ndobe, and a prominent South Coast businessman will be appearing for the murder of Sindiso Magatla. What are you anticipating will happen today? Good morning.
A very good morning to you, Africa. Well, at this stage, it's unknown whether or not, first of all, Mluleki Ndobe will be charged or whether or not he is assisting with the investigations. But from what I have heard, he definitely will be charged. We're not sure of the nature of the charges at this stage. But I must say, Africa, this is a significant development in such murder cases related to political killings in KwaZulu-Natal. For the longest time, Africa, there's been arrests that have been made, but it's usually been the hitman, especially with this particular case, rather, related to Sindiso Magatla. The main call has been for the alleged masterminds to be arrested, and this is what seemingly Ndobe and the businessmen and the former TRT members are. They are said to be the masterminds behind the killing. You recall, Africa, that last 30-year-old Sibusiso Ngcengwa, who is a taxi driver and an alleged hitman who is believed to pull the trigger in July 2017, he is said to be singing like a bird behind jail with authorities in an attempt to get a lighter sentence. So he is said to have fingered these men in the killing, or as having been the masterminds in the killing of Sindiso Magatla. It's also an indication, I must say, Africa, of the state of law enforcement agencies. We haven't seen such an instance where a senior KwaZulu-Natal politician in the ANC directly implicated in the murder of another ANC member. This is a significant development.
The ANC, in the meantime, in KwaZulu-Natal, are planning to hold an urgent meeting today because, let's remind listeners, that Mluleki Ndobe is number 3 or number 4 on the provincial list.
He definitely is number 3 on the provincial list to go to the legislature, and is a former deputy secretary in the province. And you recall that during the ANC's provincial elective conference last year, Ndobe's name actually did feature, but he pulled out of the race, understanding that there were behind the scenes discussions that he would be he would get a position as an MEC in the legislature. Hence, he pulled out of running in the race to become deputy secretary last year. And so that's why his name features quite prominently on that list, and it wasn't a surprise at all. But it must also be noted, Africa, that the arrest of Ndobe also goes back to what has always been said at the Morana Commission, that politicians have allegedly been using state resources and have been linked with the taxi industry to pay hitmen within the taxi industry to fight a factional battle within the ANC. And this is why the arrest of Ndobe is so significant, because he's the Harigwala District Executive Mayor. And this is not just a small position. And also, there have been calls for Cocta MEC, who also is a comrade of Mluleki Ndobe, to take swift action against Ndobe and his municipal manager.
Ziyanda Ngobo, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed. More reports from her on EWN throughout the day.